The Happiest Years. It was the handwritten notes of passionate support for our wonderful guide dogs and puppies that Lynn Smith remembers most about being the bequest officer at Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT in 1989.
I was nursing at the time and looking for a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday job when I saw a newspaper advertisement that didn't say who the employer was or what the job entailed, but they were looking for somebody who was comfortable with elderly people. It sounded perfect. I was very surprised indeed when I got the job and found myself a bequests officer for Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT, although when I started no one really knew what a bequest officer did, least of all me. But as I got involved with the fundraising appeals, I started to notice that people would write little notes to us on their donation slips. So I began responding to those communications. Then I started to go and visit people, and that's how it all got going. It dawned on me that my job was to help supporters understand how their contribution can develop our wonderful guide dog program that assists people with sight loss. That's why I always encouraged people to come to our guide dog graduations so they could see firsthand what the organisation does and how it works.
It was during her home visits that Lynn learned to expect the unexpected and recalls that she was regularly ambushed by a sofa-guarding rabbit when she visited one long-time supporter. The supporter had a colourful Russian heritage and enthusiastically plied Lynn with tea whenever she visited. However, unbeknown to Lynn, the supporter also owned a pet rabbit that lived very comfortably under the sofa, which it was not fond of sharing and often took small bites out of Lynn's shoes during her many visits.
People choose to support guide dogs for a range of reasons, but for many, it's our working guide dogs that really resonates with them, particularly the way the dogs enable people who have lost their sight to lead independent, successful lives. Other supporters feel that losing their sight could be one of the worst things that could happen. But then they listen to one of our amazing speakers, and these stories really strike a chord. Of course it helps that what we do has always been so visible. Most people love animals, and you notice guide dogs everywhere you go, and you only have to hop on a bus or a train to see them at work. Whether it's through a cane, a guide dog, or technology, our work is about giving people back their independence, and that really matters.
Lynn said it would always bring her such joy when she was giving a talk or doing a promotion, and someone would come up to her and thank Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT for helping a member of their family.
That really made me feel so good about what I was doing, and it's what made me decide to leave a gift in my own will. My whole experience working with guide dogs was just amazing. I loved my 27 years as a nurse, but my 22 years working there really were the happiest of my life. It was the donors, the staff, and the clients. Just everyone.